You know, sometimes for preachers, you tell them this. If you can't preach from Ezekiel 37, God has not called you to be a preacher. If you ever want to start preaching for the glory of God from the Old Testament, this is one of the easiest chapters where you can get a message from. No matter what kind of congregation you're preaching at or looking at. And sometimes you can just read through those scripture verses, and the scripture verses by itself will produce a message within the hearts of God's people. Are you with me? You don't have to bring your thoughts in sometimes. You just have to allow the scripture to speak. How many of you understand God's word is powerful? Amen. This chapter is most of the times entitled as the revival chapter. So you go for any of the old time Pentecostal revival meetings, when they have them, you will find if there's a seven day fasting prayer or revival meeting of 3 days or 2 days or, you know, whatever the amount of days the meeting is, there'll always be a message from Ezekiel 37. Praise the Lord. If you don't get revived from Ezekiel 37, God have mercy on your soul. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Ezekiel 37, the preacher, the anointed prophet of God, is lifted up by the Spirit. Let us look through those scriptures. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. Behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Not that if you saw a graveyard and you found some moist bones, not that you will get a message. Are you with me? If you are in your graveyard, it doesn't matter whether it's moist bones or dry bones, you're still gonna feel kind of upset. But look at this. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Sometimes in your life, looking at your situation, you should have this one thought in your mind and in your heart and in your mouth. God knows. Open your mouth and say, God knows. Aren't you glad that God knows? Whatever is the situation that you are in, it doesn't matter how your finances is, how your life situation is, how your ministry situation is, how your family situation is. It doesn't matter what's happening around you. It doesn't matter where you are. One good thing that you can have confidence is that God knows. Look at somebody and say, God knows. God knows. God knows. Praise the Lord. That should encourage you. Are you with me? Amen. It doesn't matter what dry bones you are in or amidst, God knows. Praise the Lord. That should be some relief. That should be some relief. That should be some relief. Say, God knows. Look at your heart and say, God knows. Amen. Now look at the next verse. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Sometimes you look at the dry bones and you want to know what everybody has got to say about that situation. But aren't you glad for people who will say, God, what is your word about the situation? How many of you ever go through life through a particular situation where you can, you know, you go from Tom, Dick and Harry, you go to them and say, what do you have to say about this? You go to the wisest man around you, the best looking guy around you, or the best looking girl, or the smartest person in the class, and you want to know, what do you have to say about what I'm going through? But look at the prophet. He says, Lord, what do you have to say about this? I do not know about you, but God has got something to say about your situation. That should encourage you. Amen. Because God's word always produces life. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, God's word always produces life. Look at two or three people and say that God's word always produce life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We spend a long time in our lives wondering what everybody thinks about us, what everybody has to say about us. But it's time we just look to say, Lord, what do you have to say about this? What do you have to say about this? So I'm going to give a title to the small message. It's titled, Don't Hold Your Breath. Don't hold your breath. Breathe easy now. Praise the Lord. Some of you take a deep breath. I can't hear you. Take a deep breath. Come on. Take a deep breath. Let go. And look at somebody and say, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Amen. You gotta know how to let go. Sometimes don't hold. Just let go. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. God has got a word for somebody. Just need to know how to let go. Some of you are bottled up with your tension and frustration and fear and anxiety and all that. You've taken this deep breath and you just clenched your fist and you're holding through, just trying to go through life. But you gotta just learn to relax and let go and say, everything's gonna be okay. God knows. He's got a word about my situation. Everything is going to be okay. I just need to be relaxed. God knows. He's got a word about my situation. It's a word for my future, a future with prosperity, blessing, and hope. I just gotta let go. I just gotta let go. I don't just need to be bottled up. I don't just need to hold everything together by myself. Just need to let go. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. You gotta learn to just let go. So many people walk in kind of pressure. They just, you see people walk into this place. They sit to hear the word. This is not a place where God is going to punish you. This is a place where God is going to set you free, encourage you, bless you, revitalize you, praise or revive you, bring you back to your senses, fill you with hope again, give you a future never you thought possible. This is a place where the presence of God will lift you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Holding your breath is bad for your health. Are you with me? Holding your breath is bad for your health. As a matter of fact, if you hold it too long, you will die. The longest time that a person has ever held his breath is 22 minutes and 22 seconds. A German guy. He held his breath for 22 minutes and 22 seconds. Somebody else tried to beat his record, but he died. That's a joke. Nobody did that. That's a joke. I just had to say that. Look at somebody and say, don't hold your breath. It is dangerous. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you know the chapter behind, before Ezekiel 37 is Ezekiel 36? You know that? And in Ezekiel 36, verses 34 and 35, God had a word. And this was the word. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like a garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities have become fenced and are inhabited. Wow. just waiting for the rains to subside. Is that okay? Because I can't hear my voice. Can you hear me? You good? Okay. The first thought I want to put into you is the power of your surrounding. In the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, the same prophet hears the word of God. And God is saying, I'm gonna make them a fortified city. I'm gonna make them like the Garden of Eden. So Ezekiel, the prophet, is seeing a vision that God has got over the people. It is a vision of a garden. There is new life. There is growth. There is fruitfulness. As a matter of fact, he can almost smell the roses. It's a garden. And it is like the Garden of Eden. There is peace. The animals are not wild. As a matter of fact, Adam and Eve can walk forth naked without feeling ashamed. You can be vulnerable. You can be unashamed. You can be yourself before God because only God is watching you. And God is telling Ezekiel the prophet, listen, this is the vision that I want you to have. My children, my church is going to be like the Garden of Eden. They don't need to be afraid. They don't need to be scared. There's going to be new life, new growth. There's going to be fruitfulness. There's going to be, you know, you can be yourself. I'll walk with them. I'll commune with them. They're going to be like a fortified city. I'm going to increase them. I'm going to bring in new souls into their city. I'm going to give them victory. And right from that vision, the Spirit of God is lifting Ezekiel and placing him in a valley where he's in a graveyard. A transition from faith and hope and growth and going into a graveyard where there is no life, death. I wonder why some of you are discouraged. You come in for a meeting like this, you get fired up by the preaching week after week. God's promise comes over you. And then you go out and you face the reality. It's dry bones. All God spoke seems like a fairy tale. As a matter of fact, somebody I was speaking to last week on the phone was telling me, Pastor, everything these days seems like a fairy tale. Too hard to believe. Are you with me? Can you hear me? What do you do when what God says doesn't match with what you see? In the 36th chapter, God said, this is what I'm gonna make you. And in the 37th chapter, what he sees. The reason you are discouraged is because you hear God's word and you see something different. God says, by his stripes you are healed, but you still got that itch on your leg. Are you with me? You can see the scab fall off. You wonder what's happening. But how many of you will still continue to believe in what God has said and trust God to change your surrounding and change your situation? For we walk not by sight, but by faith. Let me hear you. We walk not by sight, but by faith. Say it again. We walk not by sight, but by faith. What God has said about your life. You know, I remember God told me God would send me across the nations of the world. God said he would open up our church to go through 102 nations. God said that. Wow, it's raining, huh? Lift your hand and thank the Lord for something, for this beautiful rain. And weakness, but God said he will make me a mighty man of valor. He would use me. Are you with me? There seemed to be a discrepancy between what God said and what I see. In your job, God says he will make you fruitful, but you still see that dryness. What do you do? You tell me what you do. You tell me what you do when you see something different from what God said. Or you want to be a great woman of faith or a great man of faith, but your mind is full of doubts. What do you do? Anybody ever gone through that situation? Anybody able to understand what I'm saying? You would have expected God to take you from the garden to a beach. Are you with me? But God took the prophet from the garden to a graveyard, to an impossible situation. God will place you in impossible situation to make you believe that he can make the impossible possible by the power of his spirit. Put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus Christ. It's too loud for me to push. Woo. Look at somebody and say, the garden is a perfect atmosphere. How many of you in your life, you trust God will do a perfect thing for you? What you see is a graveyard where everything is dull and broken and dying. Look at the fourth verse. Ezekiel 37 verse 4.
Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Then God said, speak. Don't describe to me your problem, but declare the promise of God. Are you with me? Many a time, we just describe to the Lord in our prayer time the problem. But God said, I'm looking for somebody who will declare into their situation. Talk to it. Preach to your situation. Don't lament about the way your situation is, but you speak to it. Don't give a commentary about your problem, but speak words of faith. Are you with me? Speak words of faith. Because God who promised you is faithful. He will bring to completion the good work that He's begun in you. He is able to do a work, a perfect work through your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, I think that's enough. We're gonna pray because this rain is too much for me to preach. So walking out of this place, prophesy to your situation. I'm gonna take some time to pray with you, asking God to enable you to look at your situation and prophesy. So what you speak forth will come to pass. Are you with me? If you call forth life into your situation, life will come. Look at somebody and say, life will come if I speak life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand up in our places. Thank the Lord. Let's just celebrate His goodness. That's good enough. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of your Son Jesus.
In the name of your Son Jesus.
I ask you for an anointing.
For anointing.
An authority. To declare your word.
Declare your word.
And your purpose. Over my situation.
Over my situation.
To see your miraculous power.
See your miraculous.
Your life.
Your life.
And your raising up. Of a mighty fortified city, a mighty army for your glory.
For your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 And lift your hands and thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name.